Katrin Allen carried 10 times for 30 yards in Saturday's 17-13 loss to the Lions, the heaviest rushing workload on Washington's side of the box score for the second straight week, per the CBS Sports Game Tracker. The context was ugly for everyone in a burgundy jersey. The team finished with 35 rushing yards, and Dan Quinn's post-game assessment, in the transcript published by Commanders on SI, was that there's a lot to be desired run game-wise. 3 yards a carry behind a backup line against Detroit's backups is not a line anyone frames, but the usage pattern kept saying what it said in the opener. When Washington wants a back evaluated in full, it hands the game to Allen. The competitive picture around him shifted slightly. Robert Henry Jr., the undrafted rookie who ran for 75 yards behind him a week ago, produced no line in the coverage we accessed this week, while newly signed veteran Craig Reynolds got 2 carries, per the CBS box. Above the audition, the 3 veterans, Jacquerie Kroski-Merritt, Rachaad White, and Jeremy McNichols, all sat again on the 15-man holdout list, per the team's announcement, and Jerome Ford's move to injured reserve, per Adam LaRose at Pro Football Rumors, took one name out of the crowd entirely. Back in June, our preview kept the claims small. 6th-round backs behind established veterans have no predictable route to touches, and the checkables were cut-down survival with a special teams role attached. The touches keep coming. No goal line or kick coverage note we could source surfaced this week. One game remains before the decision, Friday's finale against Baltimore, after Wednesday's joint practice, with the cut down to 53 on Sunday, August 30th. Watch whether Allen gets the start of game work again Friday, and any special teams snaps. The door the June preview said opens first. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.